This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. I-70 is still shut down in both directions through Glenwood Canyon. That closure is from Rifle to Dotsero. The state's transportation department says it does not know when the interstate will reopen. Crews have been clearing debris from yesterday's flooding near the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar. Local traffic will be allowed eastbound past the Canyon Creek exit, but drivers should expect delays. Officer Warren, body camera footage of the forceful arrest of a 75-year-old Idaho Springs man has been released by his lawyer. Here's that lawyer, Sarah Shelke.
Seeing is believing, but seeing is also that feeling we feel when we watch this video inside is what drives people to make change, to force people to change, to demand that these public officials be held accountable.
75-year-old Michael Clark was in his apartment when two police officers arrived after a call from his neighbor who says he hit her. Clark's lawyer says he did not. Officer Nicholas Hanning tased Clark without warning and now faces assault charges. Clark is still in the hospital after his encounter with police. A sport with Colorado ties is set to debut at the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy. Ski mountaineering involves climbing and descending mountainous trails. The U.S. Ski Mountaineering Association is based in Summit County, and the first North American championship was in Crested Butte. Silverthorne's Grace Stauberg recently set a North American women's record for the most feet skied in 24 hours. This is CPR News.